True Fiction by Lee Goldberg, performed by Adam Werner. The assassin wore only a Speedo, and his lean body was slathered with sunscreen that made him smell like a baked coconut. His name was Doric Thane, and he sat on a poolside chaise lounge that faced Waikiki. To his right, and in the distance, was Honolulu International Airport. Behind him, the hotel tower stood against the backdrop of Diamond Head Volcano, and pale kids with floaties around their chubby arms frolicked loudly in the over-chlorinated pool. There was a closed MacBook on his lap, and a cold lava flow cocktail on the table beside him. He scratched absently at the puckered gunshot scar on his stomach and sighed with contentment. Thane opened his MacBook, and a detailed simulation of an airline cockpit control panel filled his screen. The photorealistic animated graphic looked identical to the actual control panel in the cockpit of Trans-American Flight 976, which at that very moment was preparing to depart from Honolulu filled with sunburned tourists in loud aloha shirts and board shorts, heading back to Cleveland. Captain Avery Jenkins went through his pre-flight checklist. He had a touch of gray at his temples that conveyed stability, experience, and wisdom. Those were qualities that every passenger wanted to see in a pilot, and for some stupid reason, the patches of gray bestowed it all upon him. So he'd begun coloring his hair years before the gray came naturally. Jenkins had a new first officer on this flight, Billy Shoup, who was busy plugging coordinates into the flight management system. Shoup was youthful enough to regularly get carded at bars and looked like he had second-degree burns on his face. The captain saw traces of his younger self in Shoup, and it made him a bit wistful. "First layover in Hawaii?" Jenkins asked. Shoup nodded. "How did you know?" "Lucky guess. Let me share a little captainly advice. Next time you're here, don't fall asleep on the beach."
"I didn't. I'm very fair-skinned. I get burned if someone aims a flashlight at me."
"Then we better get you back to Ohio before you burst into flames," Jenkins said. "You're taking us up. Let's get push clearance."
"Yes, sir."
Shoup radioed the tower.
"Honolulu ground. Trans-American 976 requests push clearance off gate 4.
The air traffic controller responded right away, his voice as flat and emotionless as an automated recording.
"Trans-America 976, you're cleared to push. Advise when ready to taxi."
5 miles due south, from a chaise lounge at the Diamond Head Tradewinds Resort, the assassin studied the live readings on the airplane control console on his MacBook screen. Trans-American Flight 976 was leaving the gate. Doric Thane smiled. The fun was about to begin.